All right, we want to welcome this evening to our 75th anniversary. You're part of the 75th anniversary here at the Lac des Flammes Waswaganing Bowl.
Standing in the center of the large grass circle at the Indian Bowl, Sonny Smart welcomes the large crowd to Lac des Flammes.
Namagaman, bean the game, namagaman.
A large part of his role as MC is to explain what people are seeing.
Again, this song is a card. In every powwow, you'll see this. At every powwow across Turtle Island, North America.
Smart has been coming to the bowl since the 70s. For most of those years, he would dance. For the last two, he's been the MC for the weekly powwows. It's a natural fit for the man who is a teacher by profession.
I come from the Fish Clan, and that's where our teachers and our philosophers and our seers come from. So I'm just kind of doing what part of my clan does in that part of teaching. So I enjoy doing this, teaching people about the song, the dance, the people, some of the history.
For Smart, there's many lessons to be learned by experiencing a powwow at the Indian Bowl. Visitors can learn about the different styles of dances and songs. He also hopes people learn that while their traditions are rooted in history, tribal people are very much modern people.
We're still here yet, you know, so we're not something that you just read about in a history book, but we're still living here with our language and our ceremony and our songs.
When your heart's beating, you have life. And that's what that talks about. These drums send life to you. So when these singers are singing, they're singing about life.
These powwows are also a learning experience for the young tribal members. Dozens of dancers participate each week, ranging from young children to elders.
The powwows are one way that help our children sort of get used to the powwow, the dancing, the singing, the prayers, the smudging. They learn the animal songs, you know, reason for them songs. So they participate and they're happy, but they're also learning, you know, about the songs themselves. So that's the important part.
At 72 years old, Georgian Brown has been dancing at the bowl for much of its history.
I've been dancing here since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I think I was probably 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there was a time when I left home, joined the Navy and got a career. So I missed 12 years, but every time I came home in the summer, if there was a Tuesday night, I would come down and dance.
Dancing for tourists and businessmen that came to the area started long before the bowl was created 75 years ago. Brown's grandfather was one of the men that helped start the tradition.
When the lumber mill was disbanded, the businessmen got together and decided to create an amphitheater to showcase those dances, and that's how it started. So it was started to be built in 1950, and then they started dancing in 1951. But they had been showcasing their dances for many years before that. They'd dance in front of the old post office or in the ball field. You know, these, when my grandpa was young, you know, so this has been going on many, many years.
The Indian Bowl was rebuilt several years ago to accommodate the growing crowds that come each week during the summer. The visitors are invited not just to watch, but to take part.
You can make your way down.
It's not just through dances and drum songs that tribal members are sharing bits of their culture. Wade Fernandez, an international award-winning Menominee musician, opened the bowl Tuesday. Vendors sell traditional foods like Cheyenne Piwasset, who sells fry bread that she makes right in front of people at her stand Nanan's. While some eat it plain or with cinnamon sugar or powdered sugar, Piwasset's stand uses it to make Indian tacos, burgers, and this particular week had barbecued venison to top it.
We also do a dessert one with the fry bread. And that is going to be like a cherry cheesecake.
Nanan's had a constant line throughout the nights of both tribal and non-tribal members wanting a taste. Piwasset says she loves seeing the community at the bowl. And while she likes seeing non-natives giving fry bread a try, it's the approval of elders that really makes her night.
If they say that my bread's good, then that's like probably the biggest, best compliment I can get is when the elders tell me that I'm doing good. So I just try my best to make it be delicious, and I learned from my mom and my grandmas, and one of the things they always told us was to be in a good mood, be happy, smiling, so that's what I try to do.
Like Piwasset making her fry bread, Smart and Brown find joy in the dances and songs. They hope that joy is felt by each visitor, and that they leave holding on to that joy and the new knowledge they've acquired.
I just hope they go away happy and that they learned how to respect everyone's cultures and lifestyles and heritage. And I just hope they go home with that in, you know, in their heart.
Come on down and dance. It's a song that's open to everyone.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Lac des Flambeaux.